For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Back from New York, where you got to see at least three plays.
It's a very busy time in New York on Broadway because the cutoff for Tony eligibility is coming up. So I had to see a bunch of shows, and I'll have to go back because Kendra Nebb's The Visit with Cheetah Rivera will open, and American in Paris will open. Everything trying to get in under the wire for Tony eligibility.
But you did get to see Kristen Chenoweth
in On the 20th Century, the revival of the Cy Coleman, Betty Comden, Adolph Green musical about 1930s hijinks on a train. Kristen Chenoweth and Peter Gallagher with Andy Carl. A delightful production, beautiful design. It's just silly. I love the score, and it's nostalgic because I remember when it was John Cullum, Kevin Kline, Madeline Kahn, quickly succeeded by Judy Kaye, the show that made her a star.
And I've seen Helen Mirren as the Queen in a movie, but you've seen her as the Queen on stage.
Yes, boy, is this a propaganda for the monarchy, but so delightful. It is Queen Elizabeth. The weekly audience is with her prime ministers. She has had 12 prime ministers, and they give us highlights of these. And they didn't just do it chronologically. They do it thematically. It's back and forth. Her very different relationships with various of these prime ministers, beginning with Winston Churchill and ending with Cameron. But along the way, Judith Ivy doing a delicious turn as Margaret Thatcher. Fascinating portrayal of Prime Minister Wilson, and right down to the corgis, anything that would endear you to the monarchy is put into this, including the Cecil Beaton photo session in the 50s when she has to meet Anthony Eden and she questions to know what exactly did go on in Suez.
Now, I really want to know about the target audience for Disgraced. I'm not sure who they expect to be there.
Disgraced, it's an off-Broadway show. It's been running a while, and I went in with the worst possible attitude. When I describe the show, you'll understand why. It is the Disney princesses telling their real story. Doesn't that sound horrible? It was hilarious, and these five women, just so talented. It reminded me of the terrific sketch material being done off-Broadway in the 50s, back when Dorothy Loudon was young, you know.
So I assume you're not supposed to take your 12-year-old daughter to this.
Absolutely not. This is a very young audience of people who are now grown but were raised on Disney princesses and find it hilarious. And it is very, very clever.
Now, last week, we mixed up our dates. Just want to make sure everyone knows here in Buffalo, Arrivals and Departures by Alan Ayckbourn continues and ends this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Kevin Oakey Theater.
It did not end last week. You do have this weekend to see it, and I liked it. So there you go. Check up on that.
High recommendation. Go, go, go. Now, a play that has a very short opening and closing is taking place in just a few hours. Matt Whitten, representing Road Less Traveled, will be over at Klein Hans Music Hall. Joanne Folletta will be conducting music by Beethoven. It's Goethe's play Egmont with the famous music by Beethoven, sort of narrated by Matt. It's not the full play, but it's pretty darn close. And that's at Klein Hans Music Hall this morning at 10:30 a.m., and then they'll do it one more time tomorrow night, Saturday, at 8. So that's an opening and a closing very quickly.
There are other openings at Subversive Theater. Christopher Durang's Why Torture is Wrong and the People Who Love Them, actually a comedy about American Homeland Security gone berserk. But two short play festivals, one at BUA. BUA takes 10. That is a collection of LGBT short works.
And the 10 means they're just 10 minutes
they're
long.
They're 10 minutes or short. And they get submissions from all over the country, hundreds of submissions, and they whittle it down to 10. And then the Buffalo Quickies, which have been going for many years, coming back annually at the Alleyway Theater. Again, short works. And they're both at the Alleyway Complex. BUA Takes 10 is in the cabaret space, and the Buffalo Quickies is on the main stage.
There you go. And we love those role reversals. Cyrano takes Cyrano and turns him into a woman who will presumably have a big nose, but we'll find out.
Let's just leave that there, and that's Doug Schickner's play up at Niagara University.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.